Sports Buzz on 97.7 The River.
It's our week 5 NFL picks. I have Brad from the podcast Sports Meets Beer in the studio. You could check out their podcast on Google Play and iTunes and follow them on all the socials. We have Ben's picks here, so when it's time to pick, I'll just throw out what his pick was.
I can't wait to hear your Ben impression. I'm sure it's going to be phenomenal.
Oh, man. Now, the pressure's on now. I wasn't even thinking about doing that, but now I am. Last week, you had your first losses.
I know.
1-2. Ben was also 1-2. I had a decent week, 2-1. Ben and I are tied 7-5. You're still leading with a record of 10-2.
Rome is falling. I can feel it already.
Oh, jeez. So, as we do, we pick the Bay Area teams first, and then we'll do our wild cards. Let's go with the Raiders at the Chargers first. Brad, what do you think about that?
We're seeing kind of a renaissance of scheme and coaching here in the Bay Area. After watching Jack Del Rio's strange offensive play calls, Dennis Allen's offenses do weird things, 49ers have trouble getting to the line of scrimmage before the play clock expires, Jimmy Ray just running it three times and then punting all the time. that Raider game this past week was really fun to watch.
Yep.
In terms of scheme, John Gruden has shown that he still has the chops to scheme up these guys. I'm a little nervous about Derek Carr still. His numbers are great, and he looked really good at times. I just don't understand how he can make the throw off his back foot while getting busted in the ribs and hitting Martavis Bryant in stride down the far sideline. And then also in the same game, throw off his back foot with no one around him into triple coverage and underthrow the guy.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's really about. And it was a really fun game to watch. You know, they really felt like they were clicking on all cylinders. Marshawn Lynch is such a violent runner.
Yeah.
Causes a lot of problems for teams. They're going down to LA. It's kind of a home game for them at times. We saw what that did to the Niners when they were down there last weekend because half that stadium were Niner fans. It'll be more for Raider fans. I think that's going to give them a little bit of a boost. The difference is that Phillip Rivers is not Baker Mayfield. Ben loves to talk about how the Chargers seem to just play their way out of wins all the time, and that is very true. We've seen that a bunch. I think the Raiders have enough deficiencies on defense that Phillip Rivers will be able to take advantage of. I think a lot of points are going to get scored in this game. Maybe not 89 or whatever it was.
45 to 42 or whatever it was.
Yeah, I don't know that we're going to see that many, but I think it'll be an up and down game. I expect Carr to have a good game. I think Marshawn Lynch will run pretty well, but I just think Rivers is going to be able to take advantage of that defense. And I think the game ends probably like 28-25, that kind of score. Chargers win.
The one thing I really got from the Chargers in that Niners game is that I felt like the Niners have been this whole Shanahan era so far very tenacious and tough. And they proved that once again, and C.J. Beathard proved that once again. But I thought that the Chargers matched the tenaciousness and toughness of the Niners in that game.
Yes.
It was sort of like a slugfest, even though, you know, there was some scoring. So, I don't know. I think the Chargers are too tough. I'm going to go Chargers over the Raiders as well. And Ben, surprisingly, picked the Raiders. So there you go.
What is he doing? Doesn't he know that they're 1-0 since he's been picking against them?
I know.
Oh no, Ben.
It's a tough little pickle there. All right, the 0-4 Cardinals with their new quarterback Josh Rosen taking the helm against the 49ers 1-3. Brad, what do you think?
The 49ers are a mash unit right now. Everybody's hurt.
Yeah.
And despite that, they've been in games. Like, they, you know, even in that Kansas City game with everybody that got hurt early in that game, they were still able to come back and make that game relatively close right before the, you know, Garoppolo incident.
Right.
But, they were in that game against the Chargers. The Chargers are much, much better than Arizona is. It would stand a reason that the 49ers should be able to handle Arizona handily. It doesn't feel like Kyle Shanahan really lets these guys play down to their competition. But the fact remains, they still have trouble tackling guys. And they still have problems catching the ball at times, which is kind of strange. I just don't think it's going to matter. Arizona just is not putting a lot of talent on the field. And while I don't think that the 49ers are going to blow anybody out, you know, any NFL team out, I don't see them at home losing to an Arizona Cardinals team with a rookie quarterback and not a lot of talent on either side of the ball. I hope that I'm wrong about the score because I like watching, you know, I like watching competitive games. But I see the Niners. They're 4.5-point favorites. I see them covering that, no problem.
Yeah. Yep, I'm going to be at the game. I'm pretty excited.
Hey-o!
It's going to be like 95 degrees in Santa Clara on Sunday.
It is not. Is it really?
No, it's going to be like 85 or something.
Oh, God.
Still warm.
Wear a hat.
Definitely going to wear a hat. I've got sunscreen. I'm stoked. I think, you know, all the adversity the Niners have faced, and like you just said, they've been in every single game, and that Chargers game was really interesting and fun to watch. And CJ Beathard, I can't say enough about him. I'm becoming a fan of him.
Yeah.
You know, I thought he looked really good at times. And I loved how the Shanahan didn't seem to really change the play calls with him as the quarterback. He was still throwing on crazy third downs and doing all the stuff that they do with Garoppolo. Yeah. It didn't look as pretty as when Garoppolo does it, but
right.
But it still shows that he believes in the system and he's going to get these guys to play within the system. So clean sweep for the Niners on that one. All right, coming up next, we'll give our wild card picks